All right, people, just remember, subscribe now, and let's start. Cue the intro. Room. Woo! All right, here we go. All right, so the NBA Finals once again. We're back. We're on game four, and guess what? Denver Nuggets take Miami to school. Miami has been obliterated every step of the way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They shot very, very well in game two in Denver. Miami did. And they still only won by about 3 points. Every win that Denver's had has been very decisive. It's been very clear that Denver's going to win the game. The only time they wouldn't win is if by sheer luck, Miami found a way to get past the defense. The problem is the Denver Nuggets are too long. They're just too long of a team. They're too tall. They're too wide. They're also just as athletic as the Heat. And they're deeper. The Denver Nuggets have a deeper bench than the Miami Heat, in my opinion. I don't foresee the Heat winning another game. I just don't know how they could do it. And then they're going back to Denver. Now, I will give Miami props. They have been a team that when their back is against the wall, they've found a way to win one way or another. So would it shock me if they found a way to win the next three games? A little bit, actually. It would still shock me, even though they have a certain tenacity, a certain grit to them that I appreciate. But they look so gassed. They look gassed, and I just don't think that they're going to be able to to win the next game. And I think Denver's going to win it in Denver. In game five. I mean, you take a look at that game. This last game, I mean, sure, it got close. Don't get me wrong. These games get close. It's the NBA Finals. There's usually not too many blowouts in a finals game. But it's just, at certain points, it becomes very clear which team is going to win just by how they're playing. In Denver, the way they play, as long as they don't get tired, as long as Jokic still manages to play, even Jokic got his ankle slightly twisted. And he still found a way to keep playing. But Jamal Murray was looking great. Jokic looked fantastic. Aaron Gordon getting alley-oops. The way he was getting those alley-oops was incredible. So, I mean, what we're seeing here is phenomenal. This is real. This is good NBA Finals basketball. So I guess the truth is I'm not really surprised by Denver kicking this much ass. I predicted that Denver would win the series. In a way, I kind of I predicted the wrong series, though, on the Eastern Conference side of things. So I thought Boston was going to actually beat Miami, and then Boston was going to play Denver, and that Denver was going to win 4-1 in the series. Well, truth be told, I think it's going to be Denver against the Heat. Obviously, it is Denver against the Heat, but I think it's going to be Denver wins four games, Miami only finds a way to win one. That's about it. So it is the first to four games, it's the first to four wins in a series. That's how the NBA Finals works, how NBA playoffs in general work. I think it's a fair system. I think it's a fair system because I think if it was a one-and-done game, I don't think that's enough to really determine who the true champions are. But basketball is an interesting game. It could be a very... what do you call it? Kind of, I wouldn't say a fickle sport, but it's a tough game. And you're running up and down the court, stopping, going again for about 48 minutes. And continuing that is tough. Doing that all the time is really, really rough. So I don't know how those guys play the way they play, but I'm impressed every single time I watch like the Nuggets or like the I got a piece of Oreo in my mouth. Hold on. Yeah, I was eating some. I was eating an Oreo ice cream bar. Shit is tasty. But yeah, no, I think I managed to actually catch the last part of the game when I was getting groceries over at Natural Grocers, and what I did was I was able to watch it. Well, for the most part, being able to watch it. My cell phone service is kind of questionable sometimes, but I was able to actually watch the last part of the game, and I will say I am thoroughly, thoroughly impressed by what they've been able to accomplish. And I just want to say congratulations, seriously congratulations to the Denver Nuggets. I think you're going to win the series, Denver, and I'm crowning you the champions right now. I'm saying that Denver's going to win in game five. I'll probably be wrong on this, but I feel like I'm going to be right. Every instinct in my body says that Denver's going to take it to them in Denver because they want to win it now. They know if they let Miami win game five, that you're really opening a door that you don't want to open. You got to close that door immediately, okay? So if you're the Heat, man, close that door. Close it quickly, close it fast, because it's not good, man. You gotta stop it right now. That's all there is to it. But this is exciting, you guys. It really is exciting, and it's good shit. But this has been one exhilarating series, and I'm stoked, man. I'm stoked. I just haven't been this excited about playoff basketball in a long time. And usually I'm not that excited about playoff basketball if I feel like teams got there because of refs or got there because they stacked their teams a little bit too much. I mean, you got to stack your team to a point. You got to try to make a big three if you can make a big three, for example, you know, but I feel like the right teams are in it this year, and it was really interesting to see Miami get there. But yeah, if you think that Miami can win this series, I mean, the odds are not in their favor right now. But hey, you know what? I've seen crazy things happen in the playoffs. I saw LeBron James with the Cleveland Cavaliers come back down from 3-1 to win the finals. Bring their first champion NBA championship to Cleveland, which was cool. So, I mean, there's plenty of things that can happen. But I just feel that while Jimmy Butler is a great player on the Miami Heat, I just do not believe in my heart of hearts that he and this squad are enough to beat this Denver team. Denver is too tough. They are just too tough of a team. And it's, they got to be aware of that. You just got to be aware of it. They're just too tough. And as much as I'd like to see Miami, who has been the ultimate underdog story, by the way, Jimmy Butler is the ultimate underdog story. Oh my God, even more than Tom Brady. Like, you know, would I love to see Jimmy Butler win a ring? Yes, absolutely. If Miami actually did come back and win the series, I mean, I would support it, obviously. I'm okay with either team winning, but I like both teams. It sucks because this is like one of the first finals in a while where I like both teams coming in. Like, and I do have to choose one. I got to choose one, and I've chosen Denver because I like Jokic. I like his playing style, but I think that Denver's just a deeper team, and I have to be what do you call it? What's the word? Neutral? I think neutral. I have to remain neutral, and I have to look at which team is really better and which team do I think has more drive to win. And I all signs point to Denver. It just points to Denver. They're a longer team, better team, deeper team. I think they want it more than Miami. And Miami wants it a lot. You could tell Denver is desperate to win this game. So, I don't know. But yeah, game two, Denver sucked. They sucked and they still lost by only 3 points. Every other win that Denver's had, game one, game three, game four, have been decisive wins. Very decisive. Like, you knew that they were going to win going into the fourth quarter. Sort of decisive. And that would only took a miracle or a good run by Miami to win the game. That's how good Denver's been. Hold on one moment, everybody. But let's see. I'm trying to think real quick if I got anything else I want to add. No. Not at the moment, at least not from what I can think of. It was an interesting game to watch. You know me, I'm an NBA guy. I love the NBA, love the association. I'm the first fan member of the illustrious Adam Silver fan club. Okay, that's a lie. I'm not that big of a fan of Adam Silver. He actually is the most annoying commissioner. David Stern was just as bad. But Adam Silver is like PC David Stern. Politically correct David Stern, I guess. And he's just frustrating. Yeah, I think, I don't know, I don't know how, what you call Adam Silver. I guess you could compare him to Roger Goodell. I don't like Roger Goodell that much. I think he's okay for the NFL. I guess Adam Silver's okay for the NBA. He's kept the league from burning down. I'll give him props on that. He and his crew have found a way to keep the league from burning to the ground. But I will admit, ratings have definitely plummeted for the NBA for sure. And I don't know how many people really like the NBA anymore. It's good shit, though, man. It's good shit. I think NBA is looking good. It's looking fresh. Gotta be fresh. Yay. But let's see. What else do we got? I mean, and if you look at those stats, man, Jamal Murray lit it up. Jokic lit it up. The whole team. And Brown, by the way. Brown lit it up. Like, this whole team, man, they're hungry. And I don't. And the thing is, man, while Miami plays defense, they can't defend this team. They've been able to defend the Boston Celtics, who I believe are a soft team to begin with. But I feel like Denver's a harder team. I think that there's just something about teams in the West that just seem to have a little more grit to them than the teams in the East. I don't know if it's like the East Coast mentality. I don't know if it's like just that people in the West go harder, but Denver Nuggets, man, West is the best. I got to give props to the Nuggets. Hey, if Miami comes back to win, all the props in the world. I will give them all the props in the world, but I just don't see it happening. And I'm sorry. Just ain't happening. Anyway, thank you guys for taking the time to view this video and have an incredible rest of the night. Bye.